Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You have found the Shanty Pants Show.
People ask all the questions that box you in. To classify your life with the stroke of a pen. Take those old rules, crumple them, throw them out. We're burning that box right now.
Hello, Shanty here. Although I am most often recognized for my ridiculously comedic fashion and makeup tutorials on my social medias, I also have a deeper side. I have been learning, growing, and recovering so much in the last couple years, and I'm thrilled to bring you along on my journey as I continue to break the mold that I've been living in for far too long. I am so fortunate to have the privilege of interviewing some movers and shakers who are encouraging my healing process through sharing their own stories. I'm honored to bring these stories to you all in hopes that you too can learn, grow, and heal, and also to remind us all that we are not alone. Welcome to the Shanty Pants Show.
Yeah, and they're, you know, I will also say, similar to my husband, you know, that their resilience as young as today is just extraordinary. You know, we have talked quite a bit as a family, especially in the first couple of years after I got out, you know, about the impact that my involvement, especially my involvement, had on them. And, you know, they are just extraordinary, beautiful human beings.
That's so, so great. Yeah. So great. And what a good lesson, too, to be able to apologize to your kids or talk to them about. Because I know for me, my kids are all younger still, but I try to practice that daily where, like, as a parent, because I was not raised that way, where like your parent would ever apologize for anything because they're in charge and they're the boss. But really displaying that and practicing that for my children to see, like, even adults mess up, like, and I want to apologize because I do every day. There's something, and it was hard to get to that point of like being able to apologize to a child. You know, it was so sad, but it's been such a good experience, you know, to have that humbleness and kind of, and teach that to them, you know, model that for them. So you're kind of breaking that cycle of that not being okay.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for me, like, to have given myself space to, and created space for them, you know, to say what I did and ways that I behaved, and to be specific about certain things, you know, where I want you to understand that when I was gone, you know, with the cleaning company, for example, I would work these, you know, ridiculously long hours to try to just save, try to make some money, figure out how to make this thing work, all the while striving to do my homework. And I'm not home with my kids when I wanted to be. Like, it was such a ripping away of my values. And it felt like my values were the first thing that Doug eroded in me.
Wow.
And so today, to be a person who, you know, I get to stand in my values and I get to be able to, you know, share it with my kids. That choice that I made was because I didn't know how important my values were. I didn't know that, you know, being home was really where my heart was. And well, actually the truth is I did know that. But I believed I didn't have a choice. And that's the illusion.
Right.
You know, that I, at the time I didn't, because I didn't have the capacity in my brain, the way that my brain had been wired to be aligned with this doctrine. It's like what Dr. Janja Lalich calls, you know, the bounded choice.
Right. Yeah. So
it's a bounded choice. It was not freedom.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. So to be able to talk about that with our kids.
Yeah. I think that's so great too, that you, and I love that you have that relationship with them where you can do that now as they're young adults and have that freedom to be able to talk to them about those things. That's great. That's really good. So now, because I know a lot more about your life now, because now we're basically, you know, best friends. But what I just
don't, Jenny.
Yes, for all of you listening, we are gonna meet each other in real life in like 3 days. I'm so excited. So excited. But yeah, so why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, how you have used this experience and what you're doing now, and then we'll maybe after that talk about your book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like how you said that, how I've used this experience. There's this great phrase that I've just learned that comes from Robert J. Lifton, who is a maestro in the cult recovery space, is a 94-year-old, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And the phrase is survivor wisdom. And what I recognized as I committed myself to trying to understand what the heck happened in my life. Like, how, as I said earlier, how I let it get that bad. And since I was an educator, that was a big part of, and I was a special educator. I focused on, you know, brain health and, you know, child development and adult development. Like, I was like steeped in that stuff. And so to really look at, like, how does that happen? I realized over the course of, you know, studying and really, you know, and by studying, what I mean is studying cult dynamics, finding the work of Dr. Steve Hassan, finding Janja Lalich's work, finding Robert J. Lifton's work, and really like looking out in the world and seeing what was taking place. The polarization that was growing throughout, specifically as Donald Trump was coming on the scene as a candidate, you know, through the whole election cycle, watching all that and watching the power dynamics, watching what it is to be a cult leader, and I just had it was like the experience of being freed from that indoctrination. I felt as though I could see things in a way that I could not see previously. And I don't mean this like in an arrogant way, but I think there's really something to the lived experience.
Yeah.
And what Robert J. Lifton calls the survivor wisdom. And I like the like that idea of taking all that angst. Mm-hmm. And seeing what's happening in the world and recognizing that actually there are a lot of people like me mm-hmm. who have gone through something like this. And actually, if we can hear each other's stories and support the destigmatizing that involvement, mm. we can support each other in that way, we have potential to be a positive force in society.
Yeah.
Because we get to bring that wisdom. We get to bring our lived experiences and saying, okay, yes, I was hoodwinked. And at that point, I thought that was okay. But now I've got full access to my whole autonomy mm-hmm. and my morality. And that is not, you know, like I can see, it's like my morality came back online.
Mm-hmm.
My integrity came from online, because all of that is eroded when we're in a controlling group, and we get to see it and own it. And so by, as I was writing my book, I felt so passionate about this idea of wanting the voices of people who went through something like I did to come out onto the stage, especially mm-hmm. here in the United States, mm-hmm. going through the election of and the presidency of Donald Trump, who I do consider an authoritarian cultic leader, just to be clear. And I say that that's not a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statement based on looking at the characteristics and traits of how an authoritarian cultic leader operates.
Right.
How they wield the opinions and the behaviors and the minds of people,
right.
And that to me is, you know, is something that we have suffered, or our country has suffered through that experience. So coming together in this beautiful synergistic way with a small group of people, Dr. Hassan, Sarah Edmondson, Lisa, who's my fellow co-founder of I Got Out, and then also my friend Mark Laxer, we came together and, you know, created this entity through a hashtag I Got Out. And that's been a huge part of my life the last 3 years. I mean, we'll have a 3-year anniversary while we're together, Shannon.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. That's so exciting. We can have like a sash party.
Yes.
And a, you know, we can all bring our old costumes from our old days.
Into a combination of Halloween and
party. Yes. There we go.
Yeah, I know.
It's limited.
And we're like, it's just the creation of this, and now we're literally, believe it or not, Shani, and I don't want to jinx this, but I believe that as soon as tomorrow or the next day, we will be filing our nonprofit incorporation papers.
Yeah.
Well, the lawyer that the I Got Out board has hired has everything they need. We have one final meeting.
Mm.
So this could literally be official even by the time we get to Story Jam.
That is so exciting. This is exciting. Wow. And I just feel so honored to have, like, I don't know how, fallen into the world of I Got Out. Well, I do know how, but like with you guys, it has been such an experience. And like, I'm just so thankful that I get to be a part of it on the level that I am. And it's very exciting to think about 3 years, you know, that you started the I Got Out and what it is today in a short amount of time, and the impact and the help that it's been to so many people. It's very exciting.
And you are a key person.
Oh, you're very sweet.
You're beautiful. Your beautiful generosity of heart and the way that you've kind of stepped into relationship and your skills, your capacity is just, I mean, it's just so, 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 so amazing.
Oh, well, you're very sweet, but I just feel so, you know, this group has been interesting because it's such a diverse group. I feel like we all come from such different backgrounds, and yet I don't think I've ever felt more accepted and included in a group. And so that's a neat, really neat experience for me. And I was actually just like really kind of meditating on that last night. And it's, you know, life is, it's very interesting. And it's like, wow, like, look, I would never have thought this would be what I'm doing right now. And yet here we are. And it's very exciting, very exciting. So I thank you guys for allowing me to kind of, you know, be the part I am.
Do you have a sense? I love hearing what you just said, because it can be so edgy for those of us who have gone through, you know, abuse in a group, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of come together.
Yep.
And be a group.
Right.
It's something that we have to be,
where, yeah.
We have to, you know, be able to say, oh, that's not okay for me, or, you know, say, oh, I've got to step back. This thing feels like too much, or whatever it is. But mm-hmm. I'm so curious if you have a sense of like what it is that has helped you to feel like that it's okay and not like another toxic group.
I think it's part of it is the diversity of the group. And like, I've never felt so like, I still believe in God and I view him as different as than the God that I was raised with, because I think our perspective on him was so skewed with how I was raised in a religious type, you know, cult where he was turned into something that I don't now believe that he is. So I still do believe in some of my core beliefs that I would say maybe I'm raised with. But I think I have run into people in this culty world that we're a part of now, or that I'm a part of now, where there's a lot of judgment towards that still. And I feel like where I'm at now, I felt like my whole life I judged people. Everyone else was wrong. We were right, you know, down to the specifics of, you know, pierced ears or toenail polish or whatever. It was always judging the other person. And so I feel like for me, especially probably the last 4 years, I've really tried so hard to be open and non-judgy. And it is deep within me. It really is. Like I fight it all the time internally, like, oh, wait, stop, Shani. What are you doing? That's not your place. And so I think this group and just seeing, you know, we've been meeting a lot on Zoom and having conversations with each other, but seeing the kindness and the acceptance of all different walks of life. We all came from different backgrounds. We're all still very different people, I think. And yet, there's this overall acceptance. And I think that was very apparent from the beginning. And I'm kind of an observer, you know? So it's like, and I think you're right. Like we're all very cautious with like groups now, because it's very hard to be okay with groups. And so I observed a lot kind of going into this. And originally, just for the audience here, I was invited to speak at this event. That's an I Got Out event. And so I, that's what it started as. And I did just observe and kind of, honestly, Jira, your kindness is huge. The kindness that you, and I know we've kind of, you know, social media wise known each other virtually for a little while now, but it's very impactful. And I think for me, you know, it was a big part of it. It was a big part of it is your generosity and just your overall kindness. I felt very accepted right away. And again, just not judged for where I'm at today, for where I was in the past. And I think for so many of us, there is that, again, from outsiders that don't have experience like this, there is that judgment of, why did you stay so long? Why didn't you get out sooner? And in this little group that we have, and it's not a little group, it's everywhere, like, you know, and I know that's why I'm doing the podcast. It's letting people share their stories, because there's, like, I love that you call yours the everyday cult, because it's all around us. It truly is every day, everywhere. And so I think just, you know, being able to relate, like, literally anything we say, everyone else, like, even though it's not the same cult or group or whatever, we're all laughing, or we're all like, yes, like, we all get it. And it feels so comfortable and fun and relaxing to just be in a group of people that are just, they get it. Everyone gets it, you know? So I don't know. I've just felt very, very welcome. And again, just so thankful that I have met all of you. Like, what an amazing group of individuals. Like, amazing. I'm so excited. So excited to meet everyone in person.
Gosh, thank you for sharing all of that, Shani. That is really, like, it's really beautiful to hear, because, you know, I think the undercurrent of what maybe I was hearing you say had something to do with, like, we all get to just be who we are.
Yeah. Oh.
And you know what? And I don't mean this, like, boastfully. Kindness is one of my values.
Yeah.
It's just kind of who I am. And when I was in that group for 18 years, I was raked over the coals, being an ass kisser and being a people pleaser. I was told that I, you know, was fake. And what I now know is that, and I worked for those 18 years to try to rid myself of the pathology that, you know, created that in me. And it's like, you know what? I just get to be who I am naturally.
Right.
And you get to be who you are. And whether or not you're like a famous somebody, like, this was something that we experienced early on with I Got Out, because there are, you know, well-known people.
Right.
We established very early on that we, and this was work that Lisa and I worked together on with a couple of the other collaborators, Shelley being one of them. You know, we created our guiding principles, you know, that included the foundational belief that we all contribute.
Yeah.
No matter what your voice is, it's of value. And it's not of more value if you are a famous person.
Right.
You know, and it's not, and yes, we all have areas where we get to shine more.
Because right, of course.
Youth.
Yeah, yeah.
You are amazing. Like, you're blowing me away with what you're doing. Like, when I see what you're doing for the Story Jam, I'm like, wow. Like, I bow to you, you know. You have these skills. Like,
oh gosh.
And I also kind of, I hope that it's like, well, you're getting to do what you do well.
Yeah. And I love it. Like, I'm so enjoying this. And I actually just had, like, a mental breakdown last night a little bit wasn't planning on talking about this, but I have decided, like, I need to reassess where I'm, because I preach this all the time, or I talk about it all the time, is like, you know, priorities, and like, what, and I'm realizing and it's just my go-to, it's how I am wired, and it has a lot to do with my background, but I tend to busy myself to block out what needs to be happening, and it's just what I do. And so last night I had a little mini breakdown, and I need to reevaluate where my priorities are. And that's what kind of prompted me thinking about this group and the acceptance and such. And I really, I do put so much value in this work, because I don't feel like I'm, like you said, like one person is better than the other or more special. Like, we all came from real neat areas, you know, in life. So we all need each other. But I do feel like, you know, like my social media platform, I, you know, this is one thing I do think that God allowed it to grow into what it was off of me posting one funny video. Literally, that's all it was. And I feel like I need to use that to talk about things that are important to me and that others need to hear. And as soon as I shared one video about, like, kind of a joking one about being in a cult, the amount of people that reached out to me was just blew my mind. I'm like, oh, this is what I should be talking about, you know? And so it's just turned into this thing. And that's why I started the podcast, was like giving other people the ability to tell their stories. Again, famous or not, I don't care. Like, I have all kinds of people on my podcast. It's just giving the people an opportunity to share their story. And so I am so glad that I have, you know, the ability I have. I mean, podcasts, or even what I'm doing for Story Jam, I don't know how to do stuff. I Google, I figure it out. Like, I'm a doer, and I enjoy that part of it. And so I just do it. And like with the podcast, I'm like, I don't have any money to like pay someone to do it. So I'm going to Google and we're going to figure it out. And I did, but yeah. And it does feel good to be able to use that, you know, part of me for good, you know, and to feel like, okay. And again, like kind of what you said, not like in a proud way of like, oh, I am helping everyone out, but just like giving what I have. And I always say, like with my videos that I post or my podcast, I'm like, if I make one person laugh one time, then that's why I'm doing it. Like, it does, I don't need 5 million people to laugh. Like, I just, you know, and it's, for me, it's more about the connection and the relationship side of things. So I'm happy, so happy that I got dragged into this and am doing what I'm doing now. And it's been, again, just, I've met the last couple of years just such amazing souls. Like, I love it. I love it. So fun.
Absolutely. I totally love that. I mean, just to think, like, who would have thunk?
I know. I'm willing to think I'd be doing this.
Yeah. I mean, if someone had told me, you know, that I would be doing something like this even a few years ago, you know, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Who would...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Knows. And the beauty and the depth of soul of the people that we get to connect with. And I think that's what Robert J. Lifton is talking about when he says survivor wisdom.
Right.
It's maybe not even wisdom. Maybe it's just like a perspective.
Like knowledge.
Like it's a kind of knowledge. I think we've been humble.
Yeah, yeah.
What it is.
We've
seen what it is to be like, to lose ourselves.
Mm.
And today we have our freedom.
Yeah.
And yeah. We get to laugh. We get to crack joke.
Yeah.
We get to be
cry.
Famous. We get to cry a whole lot more than I thought. Oh my gosh. You know, the writing work that I do.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Oh.
I want to talk about that a little bit, about kind of what you're doing now with the Writing to Reckon.
Aren't we going on too long?
I don't know.
It's okay with me.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine with me. I could cut it into two.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, but the work of like witnessing people through the Writing to Reckon classes that I've been facilitating for now almost, heading on 3 years, they're so. Sometimes it's hard for me to find a word because to just create a space where people who have gone through the humility of having lost part of themselves and are doing the work to reclaim it and are doing the work of finding the words to express what they went through is the most extraordinary experience of my life. Like, and even though I do it, you know, several times a week, I don't grow tired of it because it's so rich, you know, it's so life affirming is what it is.
Do you feel like when you're experiencing or facilitating these classes or in other areas too, what you do you find it so healing for yourself as well to see other people's progression?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the witnessing of what it is to be human.
Mm.
You know, it's like just honoring that. Just like holding space and saying, you know, I hear you. I too have, you know, suffered in this way. So that kind of understanding, it's like a container of, I guess, compassion, recognition. You just have to take a sip.
Yeah, no, you're good.
It's just the, you know, it's just the best of life.
Yeah. So powerful too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you explain a little bit what your, or are you wanting to share that, what your classes are and kind of, you know, how, what availability, what that is for anyone else that would be listening and be interested?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, so there's a number of ways that my classes and writing work, happens. And that is, I've recently published the Writing to Reckon journal. So there's like, you know, a paperback that you can buy at Amazon and it has writing prompts. So it's so funny, we've been talking all this time and I have not mentioned that I'm like a really nerdy educator too. Like I can't help myself. So what the writing classes that I facilitate are composed of is like the first couple minutes, I take some aspect of cult dynamics and I talk about it for a couple minutes and then offer a writing prompt.
Mm-hmm.
And so because everybody who's in coming to the classes has experienced coercive control in one way or another, we all kind of we relate to these dynamics. So by focusing on some element of the dynamic, say something about, for example, black and white thinking, and then maybe, you know, so that might be an example of a prompt. And then we have time to write. And then in the classes, there's an opportunity to come back, share what you've written, receive some really gentle, positive feedback on what resonated, you know, for others, about, you know, each person's writing. And that's done in a, you know, a really kind of a safe way. There's no criticism. It's not like, you know, there's no looking at grammar or anything.
Right.
Really a phrase that you love, you know, like, or something like that, that you get to say, oh my gosh, I love how you said, you know, like so poetic, you know, like it was so poetic. I just loved it and it really resonated for me. So that kind of feedback.
Okay.
And in the journal that I've created, I wanted to create something that would just be more accessible because the classes are just for a small group of people. The classes are for like 5 people at a time. And so the journal has prompts based on the different stages of recovery from coercive cultic, you know, religious or religions or cultic groups, or, you know, the whole spectrum of course.
Okay.
So the journal is kind of laid out, organized around the different stages. And so it's designed to go through it, you know, if you want, you can go through it in order. It doesn't matter. You know, what I've learned, just like, I do not know what another person needs.
Right. Yeah.
I cannot know what another person needs. My ex-teacher, Doug, believed that he knew what I needed. I believed that he knew me better than anybody else, including myself. And that's one thing that I will never give away again. Certainly fully. Yes, I might get hung up here and there because but anybody who does the journal or comes to a class is really seen in that light. You know what's best for you. And if the structure of this particular class and this particular writing journal supports you, then great.
Right.
And there is, so I've created another program that's new, which is for people who are doing their writing with the journal and want to have a little bit of companionship the way. So that's another new option for people. So we don't actually write together.
Okay.
So the writing takes place, you know, on your own time, but then we get together for a little bit of sharing of the writing.
Okay.
As well as some time for dialogue.
I love that.
A little bit of, you know, educationally oriented support.
That's so great. I love that. Well, and with I've wanted to be in your classes for a long time, and I never have done one yet, but it's the time difference for me. So it's, you know, that's where it's hard. So I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe I could do the journal and then do one of those classes, because I do love that sense of, well, and, you know, again, it's like the whole, like, don't want it to be a cult, but I still do have that, love that sense of, like you said, I liked how you said companionship. Like, there is something so valuable in that for my personality, at least, where I like the feedback, you know, like I want to read something to someone and say, what do you think? I even like some of the little bit of constructive criticism as well, just because, you know, but it's So I love that. I love that you have that space for that. And are you going to have the journals at the Story Jam?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I'll have the journals there. I shipped a box.
Okay.
Out to Shelley's.
Yay!
Just let me know that they arrived.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh. Good. Well, good.
And I'll get one more. To get on the plane with Just Carry On. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, that would be nice. I'm not... Because I'm still not quite sure of my performance, I may need like two suitcases. I don't know. I was talking with Lisa about it, and she has all these great ideas about, you know, my stage of dress changing throughout my little couple minute talk. So I'm like, well, I might need a couple suitcases. But, you know, I have 2 days to figure it out. So everything's great.
You know, if it's okay, I wanted to also just mention, I so appreciate your transparency about the meltdown last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole thing of priorities. And I just did a really interesting thing for myself where I kind of blipped over something that wasn't okay. Like, and I am absolutely going, you know, too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the writers, actually, to use a phrase from that I loved from one of the writers in one of the writing classes, she came up with this phrase, you know, exceeding the speed limit of my life.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I give credit to Jen for that. Jen has given me permission to share it because
I'm writing that down, Jen.
Yeah, Jen, and I tell you, Jen is an amazing writer. Someone who grew up in a religious and a strict religious environment and has left religion, but is this incredibly deep, rich, compassionate, gorgeous human being. Shout out to you, Jen. I love you.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a sign of that.
Yeah. What are the speed limits of our life? And when can we, how can we prioritize what is most important? And, you know, like I said earlier, like to have the awful feeling of having not been there for my children,
mm-hmm.
You know, for key parts of their development, mm-hmm. I'm not willing to do that for my grandchild.
Right.
And I'm not willing to do that for myself and also for them as young adults today. Like, it's having a real, you know, commitment to family is really important to me. But how do we pace it? Maybe this is something we can really talk about.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm excited about is... having some kitchen table conversations.
Yes, I know.
Where we can kind of take our collective experiences and, you know, wisdom, so to say, and how can we create some of the boundaries that will support us best in our lives? Because it's so important.
Yeah.
We don't want to burn out.
Right.
Yeah. We've got a lot of living.
Right. Right.
You've got a lot more living than I do. But I've got a lot of living ahead of me.
You do. You sure do. You sure do. Well, and maybe, you know what I find, like, again, it's my personality, but also my background from where, you know, it doesn't help, is the, I'll get like paralysis where I just like, I can't move forward on something. And I have like major ADHD too. So that doesn't help either. But I was just, when you're talking, I'm like, ooh, maybe you need to do a writing class on how to write about our priorities. And because, like, for me, like, the prompts, I have to have. Like, I need someone, and I think it's because our entire lives, or for me, my entire life almost, I was told what to do, what to wear, how to act, how to talk, all these things. So I'm still learning how to speak up for myself, how to... say what I want. And I struggle with it greatly. So I still need that like direction a lot of times when it comes to Okay, priorities. So like I told you, meltdown last night. Okay, what are my priorities? I still don't know. I just know that they're messed up right now, you know? And so maybe you need to turn that into a class.
That's a really cool idea.
I think so too.
Ready.
So
because writing is integration. Writing is when we get to gather the thoughts, the words that sometimes we can't even access them, even like if we're trying to think about
it. Right. Yeah.
When it's putting a pen in hand or being at a keyboard, things can just come out and afterwards go, wow, I didn't know I was thinking that.
Right.
But really creating a space for the words to flow, because I think we're wiser than we know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so creating a space to let that come out without the biases and the judgments and the rules that, you know, we grew up with or were impacted by in
Right.
circles. Interesting. But really,
Yeah. And I think, too, having that in that group environment, because, again, I feed off of, like, that. And I feel like the like I've been in a couple different like recovery type groups and support groups, and I feel like there's so much value when we're discussing these things, because someone might say something that I hadn't even thought of, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, like deep inside of me that is a priority or that's a value, and I'd never put it into even a thought to put it into words, you know. So I love the kind of dialogue between other like-minded people or people that are trying to do the same objective, or, you know, I think that would be so valuable.
And what I love what you're saying there. And what is super cool about the writing is that we get to process our own self first.
Yeah.
And then move it into the relational.
Yeah.
And then we learn from each other, because we are influenced by each other too.
Right, right.
So actually,
I love that.
Our own narrative first is also, you know, like that's the autonomy. That
yes.
Giving space for the reclaiming of our own authentic voice that was compromised.
Yes. Okay. I love that so much more. Yes.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. Look at this. What a party.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, I know. Just add that to your list of priorities is to make a new class.
Here we go.
You have nothing else going on. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Well, I know I could just talk to you forever, but what can you talk about? Let's talk a little bit about, just real quick. You mentioned it earlier, but you have a book. And I want everyone to read that. And you know what's so funny is when we started the conversation, I was thinking, how have I never read her book? And then as you started talking, I'm like, oh yeah, I've read the book. So I think I've read so many now. And when you were saying different things, I'm like, oh, yep, I remember that part. Oh, yep. And so I have read your book. I just, I probably listened to it, Audible. So yeah. But let's share.
You did let me know that quite a while ago.
Yeah. So obviously my brain's really awesome at remembering things.
It's all good. There's a lot of stories. So it's called An Everyday Cult. I'm told it's an easy read.
Yeah.
For those who prefer to read. Audible is also great. You'll get to hear my voice.
Yeah.
And I apologize because I do know that I tend to talk slowly. So hopefully it's not going to be too slow for people.
But you know, you can put it on speed up on Audible, so it's fine.
Yeah. Not be offended. That's for sure. I truly love to hear from people who have read it or have listened to it. I love to hear what connected or what questions you might have. So please, if you do, shoot me an email. Let me know.
That's awesome. Yay. And then what about your website, social medias? Would you like to share those? And then I'll also be putting those in the notes, of course.
Yay, thank you. Yeah, my website is my name, JuretteBullion.com. And that's where you can learn about the Writing to Reckon classes, as well as my books, And also, you know, it's funny, I didn't even mention that I also do writing consultations. I do one of writing consultations and also educational consultations for people who are needing support, you know, coming out of coercive environments. So that's also something that I do. And weirdly enough, I just for the first time offered a writing through Reckon free.
Oh.
Which is super edgy, funny, having been home so much in retreats to Auckland. That's a whole other thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But I have a little cabin on my property where personal retreats.
Oh, my God.
You can do a personal writing retreat or a personal recovery retreat.
Oh.
So all that is on my website.
Okay.
That really, that's a website that should be updated, but it is what it is because I'm not. And it is a work in progress.
I have one of those websites too.
Social media is, on Instagram and Facebook. And I will say publicly, it's not the best way to communicate with me. Please be patient. You experience this.
Yeah.
You'll send me a message and it might be sometimes 3 days later. And then I do find social media mysterious because there are certain things that it'll be like a week later.
Yeah. No, it's.
Hey, how did I miss that?
Yeah, it's very weird.
And I think it's something like my soon-to-be 62-year-old brain just, you know, it's just not a strength.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's okay.
I also deeply value the connection that can take place on social media. It is, after all, the foundation of I Got Out.
Right.
So I have major, you know, respect for social media. So please use it if that's what works best.
And also the I Got Out on Instagram and everywhere as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So the I Got Out website is igotout.org. And you can, there's a place there where you can read stories, which is so wonderful just to kind of read what other people have done. And everyone who's listening, who has experienced any form of coercive environments or manipulation or narcissistic abuse of any kind, is warmly welcome to write their own hashtag I Got Out statement. Yeah. So that's something, there's a place for that on the I Got Out website. And your story really, truly does matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to decide whether to do that publicly using your name, or you can actually do that anonymously. Mm-hmm. If it's not safe, if other people will be hurt, mm-hmm. or you might potentially be hurt by sharing your story, there are ways to do it anonymously.
Yeah.
And we are very strong advocates of anonymous story sharing and anonymous activism in the I Got Out movement. Wow. So.
And it's so powerful. Like, for to write your story down, like for me, I love talking, obviously. So I've healed a lot through talking. But to write something as what is so powerful as well. And I think even if you're doing it anonymously, just to put it out in the world feels this, it just, at least like for me, it just relieves this weight, you know, of like, yeah, I'm not putting my name on it, whatever. But it's out there. Someone else read it and understands and gets it. Like, it, I don't know. It's very powerful, though. Very powerful.
It is. It's a form of integration. It's a form of letting go. It's a form of saying, I lived through that.
Mm.
It's also a form of releasing it,
mm-hmm.
too. You know, to share it with others in whatever way is safest. The sharing of our stories, I honestly believe, like, I was so inspired through hashtag me too.
Yeah.
And that was really the inspiration
for
hashtag I Got Out.
Oh, look what it's turned into.
So. And look where we're going.
Look how many people relate. Yeah.
Holy cow. I mean, it was a sold-out show.
I know.
Here we go.
It's so exciting.
Wow.
Speaking of, I should probably go work on that.
Better.
Yeah.
Yes. I can heal through talking. I appreciate it.
I know. Look at us go. Yes.
Let us go. Rah, rah, rah. We got that because we both have a lot to do.
We do have a lot to do. Okay. Well, I might try to put this into two episodes and get it out this week before the show. Because I don't even need to edit it. We're fine with what, like,
yes,
us talking. So I don't really even need to edit it. I'll just split it in half, throw it out there, because this was a great conversation. Like, I loved it. I really loved it.
I totally loved it too. And
well, thank you so much, Dorette, for being on the show. And I'm just so excited, and I can't wait to see you in a couple of days.
Well, I'll see you in a few days.
I know.
We're glad we both get in on Thursday.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be amazing. All right. Well, we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining me for another episode of the Shanny Pants Show. I really appreciate you guys hanging out with me every week. You can find all of my links to all my social medias, anything your heart desires, at shannypantsshow.com. You can even find my amazing merch is back up and running there. And you can email me from there. All the things. Also, you always ask, how can you help me out with this whole podcast situation? You can subscribe to my podcast. You can leave reviews. You can share it with friends. I appreciate it all. So I am super excited to bring you guys the rest of the season. It's going to be amazing. And I'll see you next week. Don't ever silence your voice.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.